According to a fitness expert, who doesn't?
I don't know any of those.
Fitness expert. There's types of movement your body needs each week. You know, everyday movement. There's three types, by the way. I mean, everyday movement is one.
We walk.
That's one, Katie.
All right.
Everyday movement includes walking, stretching,
okay,
and bending.
Check, check, check.
All right, it's the first step.
Bending.
Bending.
Yeah, that's kind of... What does
you
that
guys
mean?
Bend. You bend.
Kind of.
You sure?
You don't? You don't bend.
I'm trying to think of how I would bend.
I think Jason did a lot in college, but...
Is that like squatting?
That's a good one.
Yeah, or like bending to pick things up, lifting things, hoisting.
I'm more likely to try to use my foot to kick it in the air.
Me too.
If I'm being honest.
That's why I wear Crocs, because I can take it off and I can pinch it through my toes and throw it up and then slide my Crocs back on.
Like, right, I know I'm not the only dude that does this. When you're getting ready to get in the shower and like you take your underwear off, you try to grab it with your foot and throw it up and catch it with your hand.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's the move.
Or just kick it straight into the...
And
the hamper.
I'd rather do that than bend.
All right.
Squid, are you going to try to tell us you bend? You're
maybe
a bender?
A little bit.
You a
maybe
bender,
a little
bro?
Bit. Man, I've definitely grabbed my boxers with my toes and like brought it to my hand. I've done that before.
Okay, good.
Do you mean to tell me that you're not cleaning anything up throughout the day in your home?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I bend over 1,000 times a day,
Katie,
to clean up the
house. And if you're walking down the hallway or something, you see a little piece of something on the carpet, you bend down and pick it up.
How you get through your day without bending over one time is ridiculous.
You
to
get
me.
One of those pincher things.
I do have one of those.
That takes forever.
That pincher thing though is what I use to get things that are up high.
Right. If I see a lot of stuff on the ground, I get on the ground and I just roll around on the floor and just scoop stuff up.
In your Velcro suit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Get my Velcro suit. Daddy's got to clean.
You are a human Swiffer.
No, it's like when I'm cleaning, yes, and you have to bend over.
It's just every day though. It's like not even if I don't mean to clean. It's just I'm picking up the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe to pick my son up, I would bend every day, but that's it.
Yeah.
On an everyday basis.
And actually, I
don't pick up every day.
Yeah, I got a mini trampoline for you, Ezra, so he can jump into my arms.
All right, let's go to the trampoline room.
Come on, if you want me to pick, come on, get on trampoline.
All right.
So, Jason, you're a bender for sure.
Yes, I bend over Jared all the time and just take it. Yeah,
great. Thank you. I'm glad you said it.
So good.
Get it out of the way.
Sorry, I watched The Roast recently, and so it's like, that's all. All right, the second type of movement your body needs each week, not even every day. Athletic movement. Ooh, this is a struggle.
Yeesh.
This does not include bending. They don't consider that athletic movement.
All right.
cardio, weight training, if you're playing any sort of sports. They said the more varied, the better.
I got to start lifting weights. I've got to start doing it.
I
got to
do something.
Well, I know it's good for my bones.
The other day, when Everly had soccer, I sometimes run because they had these paths where the park is and this like these huge trails, 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It was very difficult.
Oh,
90 degrees running.
No.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
I do it though, because if I don't, we're all going to die earlier.
Yeah.
Is my thought.
Yeah. Physical activity is great for you, but what if you die while you're running?
That's what I'm saying.
I thought about that. I thought about if I was passed out, if somebody could come and get me quick enough. And I always pay attention to how many people are on the trail, how long it's going to take. So I try to distance myself for the next person. Like if I see them coming around, so I'm like, okay, if I pass out now, they're gonna run into me.
Oh, Jason, when you go running,
what the
you know,
that's
like
crazy.
With your size or whatever, do you ever worry when like eagles are flying overhead? They might come scoop you up and take you elsewhere.
Take you to the river. No,
I'm just saying, you got things you gotta be wary of.
Yeah.
Well, especially in like wide open spaces, like a trail. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if you're running on a greenway or something.
Well, part of it goes into the woods.
Yeah. Well.
And then you gotta worry about ticks.
Yes.
Too dangerous to be outside.
Things that never cross my mind. Ever.
Well, it didn't cross my mind until I got a tick, and I'm like,
Well, that's the thing.
And then the third thing, type of body movement you need every week, and I think this is interesting for many reasons, social movement. That means having sex with other people.
Oh.
No, it's things like golf, dancing, and Jason, you love this, pickleball.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, so that's okay. See, pickleball is questionable. If it's, you can be, I was totally sore and out of breath.
Yes.
Especially if it's singles. Singles is a whole different animal. It's how you play it. Right? It's how you play it.
Like, as in if you're good?
No, like, if you're just standing there doing the movements is one thing.
Yeah.
But if you're, like, going for it, it's a lot more, I think it's more moderate exercise than just social movement.
The thing that I have learned about pickleball is that the better you are, the less you move. Because I'm just now learning how to play, and I have never been hotter sweatier, out of breath, and sore. And it's just like an hour class.
Well, I mean,
I'm everywhere.
Even right. with tennis, though, when I used to play tennis, it's you have the people that stand there and play, or you're going for it. You're going for every shot. You're hustling it. That is a lot more. It doesn't mean you're bad.
Yeah, in my book, it does. Because I have no control over the ball, whether right. it's a pickleball or a tennis ball. I have no control, so I have to be everywhere to get it. I can't hit it where I want it
I
to
can
go.
See it.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, guys, just be careful pickleball.
Yeah, let's not talk about it too much.
Because there's already one show that's already cornered the market on talking about it.
Notice
nonstop.
I haven't mentioned pickleball one time
right.
until now.
I'm just saying.
Not even.
They're already the industry leader. Mm-hmm. There's just no point. It's like taking on Google.
Not even
like,
privately. Y'all didn't even know, but privately.
Privately.
Yeah. Off the air that I was doing pickleball because I was like, oh, can't.
How brave of
too
you.
Much.
I like being I number one, but we can't be the number one pickleball station. It's already
fighting.
Been taken.
We'd
already
be fighting for second place with this one.
And there's no point, right? No point at all.
But the worse you are, the more you're moving around.
I agree with that because also if you're good, you're landing shots that can't be returned.
Well, you got the control and stuff.
Professional tennis players, they are running all over the
place. This isn't tennis. It's a much smaller court, and especially if you're playing doubles, you're barely
moving. Well, doubles is a little different, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I played one time in Alabama wearing Crocs, and I think I almost died.
Yeah.
It was like the worst thing ever. I didn't know what I was doing and wearing Crocs in a gym.
It doesn't get any better if you're wearing the right shoes, just let me say.
Okay.
It does not.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, for me, anyway. I know for lots of people it does, but not for me yet.
But the social thing, they said, make sure it's something you enjoy because it doesn't seem like a workout. And then also there's a mental health aspect to just being around people and competing and doing different things that are fun.